The African swine fever outbreak in China continues to be a market factor. Kearns and Associates economist Dr. Steve Meyer highlights the dynamics at play in the hog market.
Obviously, expectations have been a big issue on this, and economics kind of works off of expectations. We've seen, the expectations of China, big China business, caused two rallies in the futures market since last August. And two debacles at the same time, just following that. And we've taken that pretty much out of the market now, in my opinion. But I still think it's there. Everything that we know about what's going on in China, which is virtually all anecdotal, says that they've lost a significant portion of their breeding herd. They've lost a lot of pigs. Now, when I say lost, there's some of those that died, but there's a lot of them were harvested prematurely. And so that has built up some large cold storage stocks. It's also been a bit of a surprise the last couple of months that the cold storage capabilities of China seem to be larger than what anybody really thought they were.
African swine fever is seen as a long-term issue. The virus continues to spread, and that influences supplies.
The real problem here is virtually everything on this topic is anecdotal. We have no real hard evidence on anything. One thing I would point out is that the weekly export data has been reasonably agreeing with China's own import data recently, as far as from the U.S. So, and that implies that we're going to have sizable exports the rest of the year. They've booked a lot of product that hasn't been shipped yet.
For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center by logging on to pork.org or by calling 800-456-PORK. That's pork.org or 800-456-PORK. That's a look at your farm news on True Country 540 KWMT.